Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Texas Twister.
Everything that we've had, just everything just be destroyed. Like, it's just crazy.
Acting White House Chief of Staff under fire.
I never said there was a quid pro quo, because there isn't.
Federal opioid trial.
The numbers that are at stake are enormous.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kaif, and there's big damage in Big D, Dallas, after a tornado roared through an area near Love Field Airport.
Somebody else's roof is in our backyard, and power lines are gone, everything. It's nuts.
CBS's Omar Villafranca says winds top 110 miles an hour.
Go in the tornado!
Amr al-Assad was on his balcony as the twister ripped through the suburb of Richardson. He was hit as his roof came flying off.
Oh, guys, let's go. That's it. Just take out the power everywhere.
The storm knocked out power across Dallas County.
It started shaking. It felt like kind of like an earthquake. It started moving the house around.
And in the tornado's wake, a trail of destruction. Police escorted elderly residents through the rubble of their brick apartment building. And the tornado stripped houses down to their foundation.
I've never been through this before.
This woman says she was 5 minutes away from sending her daughter to sleep when the tornado hit, blowing out windows and the ceiling to her room.
It feels really scary because if I was up here, then I'll get hurt.
Well, there are no reports of fatalities or serious injuries after that tornado. The Army's investigating a deadly training accident at Fort Stewart, Georgia. Pentagon correspondent David Martin says it happened before dawn yesterday.
Three soldiers were killed when their Bradley infantry fighting vehicle rolled over. Whether they drowned or died from the force of the impact is not known. The other three soldiers in the vehicle were hospitalized.
Defense Secretary Mark Esper is overseas in Afghanistan. He says American forces who have left their positions in northern Syria are bound for western Iraq.
This withdrawal will take weeks, not days. Until that time, our forces will remain in the towns that are located near the oil fields to deny access to those oil fields by ISIS and others.
How long they'll stay there is not clear. CBS's Holly Williams is in southern Turkey near the Syrian border.
As U.S. troops withdraw from eastern Syria, locals threw objects at this American convoy. Their departure is a betrayal, according to the Kurdish fighters who battled with U.S. forces against ISIS. Now the Kurdish forces say they've stopped fighting ISIS.
Well, the acting White House chief of staff says President Trump still considers himself to be in the hospitality business. CBS's Stephen Portnoy says that admission came as he struggled for clarification on what he said last week.
Did I have the perfect press conference? No.
Mick Mulvaney acknowledges he could have performed better at a briefing last week, at which he said the president had withheld aid to Ukraine to force an investigation involving Democrats.
Three issues for that: the corruption in the country, whether or not other countries were participating in the support of the Ukraine, and whether or not they were cooperating in an ongoing investigation with our Department of Justice.
Mulvaney later denied saying what he said. While one former official tells CBS News Mulvaney has fallen from grace inside the White House, adding, the knives are out for him, the acting chief of staff told Fox.
I still think I'm doing a pretty good job as the chief of staff, and I think the president agrees.
Mulvaney was also the public face of the plan to hold next year's G7 summit at Trump National Doral, a decision the president reversed over the weekend amid criticism from Republicans. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, Washington.
Well, the Trump administration's planning to collect DNA samples from asylum seekers and other migrants detained at the southern border. We're live with CBS's Vicki Barker.
The new rule will mandate DNA collection for almost all migrants who cross between official entry points and are held even temporarily. The Justice Department says the information will then be fed into a massive FBI database used by law enforcement hunting for criminals. The rule will not apply to children under 14, legal permanent residents, residents or anyone entering the U.S. legally. It will apply to asylum seekers who come through official crossings. Steve?
There's word of a last-minute deal that could head off the first federal opioid trial that was due to open today in Cleveland. The Wall Street Journal says it affects four major drug companies, but a fifth defendant is not part of the agreement, at least not yet. New York Attorney Harlan Levy says how this all turns out could set standards elsewhere.
This is entirely new ground. This is the reckoning for the opioid crisis.
Juanita Harvey's watching the case play out from West Virginia, a state that's at the center of the opioid crisis. She's raising her two grandchildren who were born addicted.
Their lives are forever changed. Not only birth moms, grandparents, but the children. Children's lives are forever changed.
Overseas, police resorted to tear gas to break up protests in Hong Kong. Officials have apologized to the leader of a mosque, which was damaged when a water cannon was used on people outside. In Chile, more demonstrations over public transit fare hikes and other economic issues. Fires have damaged subway stations in Santiago. Seven deaths are blamed on violence. Chile's president, who has extended a state of emergency, says the country is at war. Well, Britain's Prince Harry and his American wife Meghan are taking an extended leave from their royal duties beginning next month. London correspondent Elizabeth Palmer says it comes as a new documentary examines their lives under an intense media glare.
I never thought that this would be easy, but I thought it would be fair.
She is finding the near constant critical scrutiny as a royal very hard.
I really tried to adopt this British sensibility of a stiff upper lip. I really tried. But I think that what that does internally is probably really damaging.
Asked whether he and his brother Prince William are on the outs, Harry dodged the question.
The majority of stuff is created out of nothing, but... you know, it's just, as I said, as brothers, you know, you have good days, you have bad days.
Well, Colorado researchers followed 11,000 adolescents who played contact sports for more than a decade after their playing days and found they were not more likely to have cognitive impairment or suicidal thoughts than young people who stayed on the sidelines. A Grammy-winning music star who's recently penned a memoir and had a run on Broadway is now on the silver screen.
Just after the lights went down at the Metroplex in Freehold, New Jersey, they came back up for Bruce Springsteen. He gave fans a special introduction to a screening of his new movie, Western Stars. He asked them to save all that applause for the end and thank them for supporting him through the years.
Wake up in the morning.
Western Stars is a concert film shot in a barn on Springsteen's property near Freehold. The movie hits theaters nationwide Friday. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Well, in Nashville, it was a night of stars as the Country Music Hall of Fame opened its doors to new inductees Brooks and Dunn, the top-selling country duo of all time. Funny man and singer Ray Stevens and record executive Jerry Bradley. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.